Hour number two of the program here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Oren, before we get into some true-false,
yes,
we got ourselves an issue.
Uh-oh.
Here with some local media that is now making national headlines.
Uh-oh.
And in my opinion...
They're putting out that rat poisonous cow pits.
See, that's not fair, but... kinda.
It's semi-rat poison.
Yeah, because it's definitely stirring the pot, is what it is. So this came across my timeline. Nick Costos, who I'm actually a big fan of. I think he's really good at what he does. He's like,
we had Nick on quite a few times back in the morning show days. He would come on every week and do a betting conversation
so,
with us.
So, yeah, and that's still what he does. He works for BetMGM, which is a partnership with Odyssey. And he hosts their afternoon show, which is really popular, You Better You Bet. And he put out a tweet from his show with a video saying the following. There are reports out of Atlanta that Kirk Cousins has been outplaying Michael Penix Jr. at Falcons camp. I mean, really? And he goes on to reference an article that our buddy Ken Segura, who I believe has transitioned to a columnist role at the AJC. He was former Georgia Tech, and he did a bunch of things for them. But I believe now he's a columnist. Wrote, I guess this was a couple of days ago, that in his opinion, Kirk Cousins has been outplaying Michael Penix Jr. so far in 11-on-11 drills. Now, there's a couple of things here. One, there's an obvious default that you can use here, which is going to pad the stats for your argument. Because Penix had that one practice where he struggled, and he went 8-for-21. Okay? So I get it. If you want to use that as the backbone of your argument, because I don't think Kirk had a day where he went 8-for-21.
No, but that was just... one practice,
it was
Nick,
one.
Yeah.
It was one practice. And and I quote tweeted it, and I said, what exactly are these reports? Joking. I did listen to the clip. I know what he's referencing. Penix had one bad practice, and he bounced back immediately. And that's what he's done. Guys, there is no issue with Michael Penix and Kirk Cousins.
That's how stuff starts, man.
Let me make this abundantly clear.
Mike Florio picks this thing up.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Nick Costos is a national reporter. Or not reporter. He's a national host, podcaster, media member. He's not boots on the ground every day here in Atlanta. He's reading an article from our established paper and an established columnist. And he's saying, oh, wow, this is worth talking about on my national show. And that's how this stuff starts. Again, it spreads like wildfire. Guys, if you see this and you read this, please listen to your good old pal Turtle. There is no issue whatsoever with Michael Penix Jr. None. The Falcons literally couldn't be more behind him if they tried. They are paying Kirk Cousins 20+ million dollars this year to sit his patoot on the bench.
Don't even put a helmet on Sundays. Just wear the hat. Wear the visor.
His bum on the bench.
Keep that earpiece in, buddy.
Guys, in order for Michael Penix Jr. to play, if you think for 1 second there is any issue with Kirk Cousins and Michael Penix Jr., in terms of who's the starter and who's going to play, you are sorely mistaken. If Kirk Cousins went 100-for-100 in passes.
I hope it wasn't against the first team defense.
Yeah, in training camp. Yeah, that would be the real issue there.
And that'd Penix, be the story.
Yeah, and Penix went 50-for-100. You know who's your starter week one?
50-for-100.
Michael Penix Jr.
And we're having some conversations about that second team defense.
If Michael Penix Jr. throws 8 picks across the course of training camp and Kirk throws 0, You know who's your starter week one?
Michael Penix Jr.
Yes, Michael Penix Jr.
I hope AJ had six of those.
Yeah, me too.
See, there's a silver lining in all of this right now, too. It's, oh, well, Mike Penix played bad. Yeah, but maybe the defense just was really good that day. Or just, and the thing you can't do when you say a statement like that, because there's so many other factors that go into Kirk's not out there taking the majority of snaps. It's not good on good, or I guess ones on ones, that Kirk is going to see all the time. And it's not going to be a whole lot. Penix is going to get the lion's share of the reps, the snaps, the plays. So it's, if something is more, I guess, could be more skewed to look worse, then you could say that about Penix. But I don't know how going out there and performing well against the not starters is going to be the thing that propels Kirk Cousins back into the national conversation either, so.
Nick just sent me back, by the way. And he referenced the article from the AJC. I know, Nick, I was being sarcastic. You see, that's the problem. You can't be sarcastic on Twitter, right? That's the issue. And I again, this is not a Nick Costos thing. This is just an example of him reading something from one of our local outlets that, listen, you know what? Ken Segura did a damn good job on that article. You know why, Oren? Because we're talking about it. That's his job.
He knew what he was doing.
That's his job.
He knew what he was doing.
I'm talking about it. He got me fired up, so good job out of Ken. But the problem is, that's not what's really going on. Like, Ken is well smart. Ken's a very bright guy. Well smart enough to know, no matter what happens in camp, it doesn't matter if Kirk is better than Penix in camp. He's not starting. It's a non... Here, you ready for this one, Oren? It's a non-starter. How about that? But rim shot. I'm telling y'all, this is a gigantic double Big Mac, double Whopper, whatever your favorite burger is sized, nothing burger. Because it doesn't matter what happens in camp. You know what? If Penix was struggling that badly, you think they'd hold him out of the preseason game? No. They'd give him the work to say, okay, here we go, bud. Just get your confidence up a little bit. This is just a classic example of how things work down the pipe of the media landscape. And then all of a sudden, ESPN.com is writing an article, whether it's Mark Raimondi or one of our other friends, about the state of the quarterback room for the Falcons when there is no issue. None.
Last thing we need.
Zero.
It's discussions and disputes and debates and discourse about a position where we thought we were good.
Guys, again, I'm just
we
here
know
to,
we were we I, know yeah, we're good.
I'm
there.
Just here to let this information wash over you and just let me say this. Pay no mind. None. There is no issue. There is,
like the Wizard of Oz, pay no mind to the man behind the curtain.
Exactly. There is nothing that could happen between now, like literally, I'm not exaggerating. Kirk Cousins could not miss a pass for the rest of training camp and throw 18 touchdowns. He's not starting. It's not happening. The only reason he's still on this team is because there hasn't been a deal good enough to move him. Otherwise, he'd be gone. But the team has said all along, until we get the deal that, you know, they didn't say this part, but they said until, you know, basically until we get the deal we're comfortable with, we are comfortable with him as the backup. That's what I'm saying. I'm just flabbergasted that this is even a talking point that has made it out into the ethos, into our, you know, partner at BetMGM and Nick Costos, who's, you know, again, he's their main dude and he's really good. I like his stuff. And I'm going to have to reply to him in the break saying, I know, LOL, it was sarcasm. This is a non-stop. Trust me, from an Atlantaite? Well, how does that go, Oren?
Atlantan,
who covers the team on a daily basis. This is not a thing. Don't waste any more of your breath on it on your show, which I like. It's just, it's a shame that a season that has so much promise could even let these like leaky oil situations come out even just a little bit. And again, Ken did a good job in his article because he got me to talk about it, which is the whole damn point. But the problem is when you talk about a subject that's this sensitive, it could get a lot of people's ears flared up and wondering, what's good, Kirk? I mean, guys, there's a lot of fans that have been to Flowery Branch. The overwhelming majority have not. They're listening to Joe Patrick. They're listening to us here on 92.9 The Game, and that's where they're getting their information from. Some of them are getting it from the AJC and reading Ken Segura's column and going, wait, Kirk Cousins is better than Michael Penix? Should he be QB1? No. No, 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 no. Again, a meteor would fall to the earth and crash land with aliens before Kirk Cousins starts for the Atlanta Falcons. I promise, it's not happening. Michael Penix Jr. is the present and the future of the Atlanta Falcons. And Kirk Cousins is the past. And that's why, despite paying him $25 million, he's sitting on the bench. They made that decision, much to Kirk Cousins' dismay. They made that choice to pay him starter money to sit on the bench when Michael Penix Jr. is making whatever, a couple of mil, pocket change. It's just, it's crazy. I couldn't believe what I saw. And now I'm going to have some fun with Nick Costos during the break. 404-726-0929. We'll get to college true and false a little bit later in the show. Coming up next, we're going to chat with our buddy Tori McElhaney. Speaking of boots on the ground, she was there today. What did she see at practice, and what's the latest from Flowery Branch? You'll get a full report coming up next. It's Chris Thomas Tonight.